Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Alan Lai, and this is Cooking Corner here on Sight into Sound Radio. All of today's recipes come from the Food Network, and our theme for this week is going to be meatloaf. The first recipe comes from Aida Mollenkamp, and it is called Bacon-Wrapped Double Pork Meatloaf. It is rated as a difficulty level of easy, a total time of 1 hour and 40 minutes, which includes preparation time of 15 minutes, an inactive time of 15 minutes, and a cooking time of 1 hour and 10 minutes, with a yield of 8 to 10 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, 1/2 medium white onion, finely chopped, about 1 cup, 2 medium garlic cloves, minced, leaves from 4 sprigs of thyme, about 1 teaspoon, 2 large eggs, 1/2 cup well-shaken low-fat buttermilk, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 pounds of ground pork, 1 pound of bratwurst pork sausage removed from casings and broken up, 1 cup crushed saltine crackers, about 20 crackers, 1/4 cup finely chopped fresh Italian parsley leaves, and 8 strips of bacon. Step 1. Heat the oven to 400 degrees F and arrange a rack in the upper third. Line a baking sheet with foil and set aside. Step 2. Add the oil to a medium pan over medium heat. When the oil shimmers, add the onion, garlic, and thyme, and cook until softened, about 3 minutes. Set aside. Step 3. In a large bowl, add the eggs, buttermilk, mustard, Worcestershire sauce, salt, and pepper. Whisk until the eggs are broken up and evenly combined. Add the onion mixture, ground pork, sausage, cracker crumbs, and parsley. Mix until thoroughly combined, but don't squeeze the mixture. Step 4. Dampen your hands and put the meat on the prepared baking sheet. Form the meat into a 9 by 5 inch loaf. Arrange the bacon across the top of the loaf and bake until the internal temperature is 155 degrees F on an instant read thermometer, about 55 to 65 minutes. Remove from the oven to a cutting board and let cool for 10 to 15 minutes before slicing and serving. The next recipe comes from Claire Robinson. This is for twice-cooked turkey meatloaf. Difficulty is listed as easy, a total of 1 hour and 30 minutes. It's a preparation time of 15 minutes with a cooking time of 1 hour and 15 minutes. The yield is 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. 2 pounds of ground turkey. 1 1/2 cups of breadcrumbs, homemade from good, soft, and sweet bread. 2 eggs, lightly beaten. 1 1/2 cups herb and oil marinated sun-dried tomatoes, pureed in a food processor, plus oil for the griddle, preferably with garlic, herbs, and dried tomatoes. 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh sage leaves, a pinch of salt, and freshly ground black pepper. Cooking directions. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees F. Step 2. Mix all of the ingredients thoroughly in a large bowl. reserving 1/2 cup of sun-dried tomato puree. Form the mixture into a loaf and transfer it to a baking dish. Cover and bake until the internal temperature registers 165 degrees on an instant read thermometer, or about 1 hour. Remove the baking dish from the oven. Spread the reserved puree on top, then return it to the oven and bake uncovered for 10 to 15 minutes. Step 3. When ready to serve, heat up a little oil from the sun-dried tomatoes in a nonstick skillet or griddle. Cut the meatloaf into about 1-inch slices and add to the skillet. Crisp on both sides for an extra layer of texture. Our next recipe is courtesy of Molly Yap, and this is for gochujang meatloaf sandwiches. The difficulty is rated as intermediate. Total of 2 hours and 45 minutes, which includes the cooking time. Active is about 40 minutes. The yield is 4 sandwiches plus leftover meatloaf. There's an editor's note here saying, this is Molly's Korean-inspired meatloaf sandwich. It fuses American comfort food with Korean flavors in one juicy, succulent sandwich and works perfectly. The meatloaf is covered in a spicy, sweet, umami coating of gochujang and ketchup and layered between 2 slices of soft white bread. It's a dreamboat combination of flavors and textures. Here are your ingredients. 1 tablespoon of neutral oil, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 1 tablespoon of grated fresh ginger, 4 scallions, chopped, 2 garlic cloves, finely chopped, 1 tablespoon of toasted sesame oil, 1.5 pounds of ground beef, 1 pound of ground pork, 1 cup of panko, 1/4 cup of whole milk, 1.5 teaspoons of kosher salt, 2 large eggs beaten, 1/4 cup plus 3 tablespoons of ketchup, 3 tablespoons of gochujang divided, 1 tablespoon of light brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of raw sesame seeds. For the quick pickled cucumbers, 3 Persian cucumbers, about 8 ounces, thinly sliced, 1/4 cup of rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of gochujang, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of sesame oil, 1 teaspoon of toasted sesame seeds. And for serving, neutral oil for brushing, 8 thick slices of Pullman bread, 2 tablespoons of gochujang, 6 tablespoons of ketchup, and Japanese-style mayonnaise such as Kewpie for serving. Here are your directions. Step 1. For the meatloaf, arrange an oven rack in the middle position. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Line a 9x4x4-inch Pullman loaf pan with parchment paper, allowing for a 1-inch overhang on the long sides. Step 2. Heat the neutral oil in a medium skillet over medium heat. Add the onion and cook until softened, about 4 minutes. Add the ginger, scallions, and garlic, and cook until the scallions have softened, about 2 minutes. Stir in the sesame oil and remove from the heat. Transfer the vegetable mixture to a large mixing bowl and allow to cool completely. Step 3. Add the beef, pork, panko, milk, salt, eggs, 1/4 cup of the ketchup, and 2 tablespoons of the gochujang to the bowl. Using clean hands, mix until all of the ingredients are well combined. Press the mixture into the lined pan and smooth the top. Place on a baking sheet and bake for 45 minutes. Step 4. For the quick pickled cucumbers. Meanwhile, in a non-reactive bowl, jar, or food storage container, combine the cucumber, rice vinegar, sugar, gochujang, salt, sesame oil, and sesame seeds. Toss well. Cover and refrigerate while the meatloaf bakes. Step 5. To make the glaze, in a small mixing bowl, stir together the brown sugar, soy sauce, remaining 3 tablespoons ketchup, and remaining 1 tablespoon of gochujang. Step 6. After 45 minutes, brush the top of the meatloaf with the glaze and sprinkle with the sesame seeds. Continue to bake until nicely glazed on top and cook through. A thermometer inserted into the center will read 160 degrees F, or 45 to 55 minutes more. Remove to a rack to cool for 10 minutes, then remove from the pan using the parchment as handles. Let cool until warm. Step 7. For serving, heat a large skillet over medium heat and brush with neutral oil. Add as many bread slices as will fit in the skillet. Toast until golden, about 1 minute. Flip and toast the other side. Repeat until all of the bread is toasted. Step 8. Cut 4 thick slices from the meatloaf. There will be leftover meatloaf, which is a good thing. Step 9. Spread each slice of bread with some of the gochujang. Spread the ketchup on half of the slices, then top with a slice of meatloaf and some of the pickles. Spread mayonnaise on the remaining bread slices. Top the sandwiches and cut in half to serve. Step 10. Leftover meatloaf will keep for 3 or 4 days, well wrapped in the fridge. The quick pickles will keep for 3 or 4 days as well, though they may get spicier over the course of time. The next recipe comes from Marcela Valladolid, and this is for Mexican chorizo meatloaf. Difficulty is rated as easy, active time of 30 minutes, total time of 1 hour 15 minutes, with a yield of about 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. For the meatloaf, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 cup finely chopped onion, 1 medium carrot, finely chopped, 1 rib of celery, finely chopped, 1 clove of garlic, minced, 1 pound of ground beef, 6 ounces soft Mexican chorizo, removed from casing and crumbled, 2 4-ounce cans of diced roasted green chilies, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 2 large eggs, well beaten, 1/4 cup ketchup, 1/4 cup sour cream or Mexican sour cream, 1/2 cup dried breadcrumbs, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro for garnish, which is optional. For the salsa glaze, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 cloves of garlic, minced, 1/4 medium white onion, minced, 1 cup tomato puree, 1/4 cup brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of yellow mustard, 1 4-ounce can of diced roasted green chilies, 1 canned chipotle chili in adobo sauce, minced, and kosher salt. Here are your directions. Step 1. For the meatloaf, preheat the oven to 375 degrees. Step 2. In a heavy skillet, add the oil and heat over medium-high heat. Add the onion, carrot, celery, and garlic and cook, stirring often, until the vegetables are soft, about 8 minutes. Set aside until cool enough to handle. Step 3. In a large bowl, combine the sautéed vegetables, ground beef, chorizo, and green chilies. Step 4. In a medium bowl, combine the salt, cumin, black pepper, cayenne, and eggs. Add the ketchup and sour cream. Mix well with the fork, then pour it on top of the meat mixture. Sprinkle with the breadcrumbs and mix thoroughly with clean hands. Step 5. Put the mixture into a loaf pan. Bake until an instant read thermometer inserted into the center of the meatloaf registers 160 degrees Fahrenheit, about 40 to 45 minutes. Remove from the oven and carefully pour off any accumulated pan juices. Step 6. For the salsa glaze, heat the oil in a heavy skillet over medium heat. Add the garlic and onion and saute until softened, 3 to 4 minutes. Stir in the tomato puree, sugar, mustard, green chilies, and chipotle chili. Bring the mixture to a simmer over medium-low heat. Cook until slightly thickened for 5 to 6 minutes. Season with salt to taste. Step 7. Slice the meatloaf and arrange on a platter. Spoon the salsa glaze over the meatloaf. Garnish with fresh cilantro if desired, and serve. You're listening to The Cooking Corner on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. Our next recipe comes from Michael Chiarello. This is for Italian meatloaf. This is rated as easy, with a total of 1 hour and 15 minutes. It's cook time of 1 hour, a prep time of 10 minutes, an inactive time of 5 minutes, with a yield of 4 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 quarter cup plus 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 4 teaspoons, about 6 cloves of chopped garlic, 2 medium onions diced, 2 red peppers seeded small diced, 1/2 cup chopped basil leaves, 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley leaves, 4 eggs, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 2 cups grated parmesan, 1 1/2 cups of breadcrumbs, 3 pounds of ground beef, 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, and 1 cup of marinara sauce. Here are your directions. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Step 2. Heat 1 quarter cup of the olive oil in a medium sauté pan over medium heat and add the garlic. Sauté 1 minute and then add the peppers and onions and sauté until just soft. Let cool. Step 3. Whisk together the basil, parsley, and eggs in a small bowl, and then add the salt and black pepper. Combine the parmesan and breadcrumbs in another small bowl. Thoroughly combine the meat, herbs, and eggs, parmesan, and breadcrumbs, the Worcestershire vinegar, and remaining 2 tablespoons olive oil together in a large bowl using your hands, making sure not to overmix. Step 4. Pack the meat mixture into an oiled loaf pan. If you do not have a loaf pan, form the meat mixture into a loaf shape on an oiled oven tray or baking dish. Top with the marinara, making sure to spread evenly over the top. Step 5. Bake for approximately 50 to 60 minutes, or when an instant read thermometer registers 160 degrees in the middle of the meatloaf. Remove from the oven and let rest for 5 minutes. Slice and serve. Our next recipe comes from Giada De Laurentiis. This is for pancetta and turkey meatloaf sandwiches. Difficulty is rated as easy. The preparation time of 20 minutes, an inactive time of 1 hour, cook time of 45 minutes, for a total of 2 hours and 5 minutes, with a yield of 4 to 6 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1/2 cup plain dried breadcrumbs. 1/4 cup chopped flat leaf parsley. 2 large eggs, lightly beaten. 2 tablespoons of whole milk. 1/2 cup grated Romano. 1/4 cup chopped sun-dried tomatoes. 3/4 teaspoon of salt. 3/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 1 pound of ground turkey, preferably dark meat. 10 ounces of sliced pancetta, about 10 slices. 3 cups of arugula, about 3 ounces. 1 cup of mayonnaise, and 4 to 6 Italian rolls. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees. Step 2. In a large bowl, stir together the breadcrumbs, parsley, eggs, milk, cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, salt, and pepper. Add the turkey and gently stir to combine, being careful not to overwork the meat. Step 3. On a baking sheet lined with parchment paper, lay out the pancetta, overlapping the slices, into a large rectangle shape. In the middle of the rectangle, place the turkey mixture, shaping into a loaf. Using the parchment paper, wrap the pancetta up and around the turkey loaf to cover completely. Squeeze the parchment-covered loaf with your hands to secure the pancetta and solidify the shape of the loaf. While still covered in parchment, bake the loaf until the internal temperature reaches 165 degrees on an instant read thermometer, or about 45 minutes. Remove from the oven and let cool. Step 4. In a blender, combine the arugula and the mayonnaise and process until smooth. Store in the refrigerator until ready to serve. Step 5. To make the sandwiches, slice the rolls and spread with the arugula mayonnaise. Slice the turkey meatloaf and place on the rolls to make sandwiches. Our next recipe comes from George Stella. This is for low-carb, beefed-up meatloaf. Difficulty is rated as easy, with a total time of 1 hour and 45 minutes. Preparation time is 30 minutes. Cooking time is 1 hour 15 minutes, with a yield of 8 servings. Here are your ingredients. 1 8-ounce can of tomato sauce. 1 6-ounce can of tomato paste. 1/4 cup of sugar substitute. He's recommending Splenda. 2 teaspoons of white vinegar or water. 2 pounds of ground chuck. You can use meatloaf mix with ground pork. 2 eggs. 1/2 cup grated Parmesan. 1/4 cup red onion, diced small. 1/4 cup roasted or fresh red bell peppers, diced. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh parsley leaves. 2 cloves of garlic, minced. 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano. 1/2 teaspoon dried basil. 1 teaspoon of kosher salt. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 1/4 pound prosciutto or any type of ham, thinly sliced. And 1/4 pound of provolone cheese, sliced. Here are your directions. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Step 2. In a small bowl, mix together the tomato topping ingredients. Set aside. You may add a few drops of water to thin to a ketchup consistency. Step 3. In a large bowl, mix together the beef, eggs, Parmesan, vegetables, herbs, and seasonings. Step 4. Working on a waxed paper-lined sheet pan or counter, form the meatloaf mix into a 10 by 8 inch flat rectangle on the waxed paper. Place a layer of prosciutto slices on top, followed by a layer of provolone slices. Roll up the stuffed meatloaf mix like a burrito and seal the edges all around by pinching the meat. Step 5. Place the roll, seam side down, into a 5 by 9 inch loaf pan. Spread a heavy coat of the tomato topping to completely cover the top of the meatloaf. Place in the oven and bake for about 1 hour and 15 minutes, or until the temperature on a meat thermometer registers 165 degrees. Drain the fat and let rest for at least 10 minutes before slicing. We've come to the end of our program. This has been The Cooking Corner. I'm Alan Lai, and this has been a production of Sight Into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.